Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. We're coming to you live from the Intel Developer Forum in San Francisco, and I'm excited to be joined by Nick Weaver of Intel. Welcome, Nick.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So, Nick, why don't you just start by describing your role at Intel and what your focus is here this week at IDF?
Sure. My job is I work in a group called Software Defined Infrastructure. So we're highly focused on helping make cloud computing super powerful, automated, great investment, high TCO, and we do that through lots of different mechanisms. A couple of things we do is the things I cover, which is around orchestration, scheduling, infrastructure analytics, and telemetry. Basically trying to figure out ways to get higher, denser, more efficient computing and do that through software.
Now, this week, the buzz in terms of what's going on with SDI has been all about Snap.
Yeah, it's kind of blown up. We released that as an open source project in December last year. And the whole motivation on that was, as Intel come together around an open framework, an open API model, in a framework that's highly automated in a way to expose telemetry data, silicon data, and be able to mix it in with application data and contextual like VMs and containers and that kind of stuff. Because we have dreams of making orchestration and scheduling and decision making more powerful for cloud. And the first step in that was to make the data about what's going on easier to consume.
Diane Bryant talked about Snap in her keynote this morning. She also showed a video from Staples talking about what they're doing with Snap. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. So we put it out there and we had a whole bunch of interest in it, a bunch of different people playing with it, testing it, filing bugs. And out of that, a partner of ours that started using Snap is this company called RainTank. And RainTank is the owners and supporters of an open source dashboard called Grafana. And Grafana is the most popular open source dashboard out there. It's got hundreds of thousands of users. And they fell in love with Snap, started using Snap with their own customers and their own service that they run. So they run a SaaS service, and they use Snap in the SaaS service. And through that, Staples started working with them, discovered Snap, and started using it. They also started contributing to it. They started writing their own plugins. We discovered that, started having conversations, and realized they had already deployed it to a whole bunch of servers, already were moving to production with it, and it already started extending it for their own use cases, which was awesome, because that was kind of the goal we were after, is make a place where you can start to use really cool telemetry and data to build your own solutions and kind of move the needle forward.
Now, you talked about hundreds of thousands of users of Grafana.
Yeah.
Who are the folks that actually use Grafana or tools like it, and why is that Snap data so important to them?
So it's interesting. I was in a panel earlier this week, and I had a really great question, which is, what is the Venn diagram between telemetry and monitoring? In a classic world, monitoring is this, try to give some visual or human readable context to what's going on in all these things I manage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where tools like Grafana have come in and really up-leveled the visualizations, the graphs, the views that we look at, make them easier to create, easier to manage, and ultimately Snap provided a way of, in an API, to couple so well with the way they do that kind of monitoring. And then in addition to that, we're doing things with telemetry, which wires into decision-making process and into controllers that actually make decisions for humans.
Mm-hmm.
But even the decisions that are made there have to be, again, rolled up into a monitoring or dashboarding solution. So for us, the Grafana thing is twofold. One is it's the leading choice for open source developers and people that are building monitoring and management solutions with open source. And then the second part is it coupled so well with our drive, which is open source telemetry, that it was like a perfect partnership.
Now, I also know that some of the SDI stack distributors are also looking at integrating Snap. Can you talk to me a little bit about that, or even some of the platforms themselves?
Yeah, so we have a pretty broad set of plugins. And so Snap, as a framework, it has a plugin model. So as a user, you don't have to get everything, all the plugins. You can actually choose which plugins match your infrastructure or your problem space. And you can actually write custom plugins for it as well. So we're partnered right now with RainTank and Grafana, and they're actually helping drive the use of our plugins, support, and helping customers write custom ones. Netflix actually posted online their first publishing plugin into their Atlas backend.
Mm-hmm.
And we're starting to work with them on possibly integrating some of their great service tools for monitoring. Mirantis is right now integrating Snap into their Mirantis Kubernetes OpenStack solution. And then we have open proposals that have got an amazing reception by Google and the Kubernetes community for actually integrating Snap natively as an option into Kubernetes itself.
That's awesome.
So right now we have OpenStack, a lot of paths there, multiple Kubernetes paths. And then at the same time, we are seeing customers with bare metal or customized needs actually just directly customizing it for what they need.
That's fantastic. And Diane said something earlier today that really kind of put it into perspective, which is the Super 7, the largest of cloud service providers, they already have this control. They've developed themselves. This is really about democratizing that type
yes.
of control.
Yes. And ultimately, that's our job in SDI. That's what we're after, is to help find places in the industry where there's a bottleneck or there needs to be something that exists and find a way to fill that gap. And maybe we do that by writing a project like Snap. Maybe we do that with partnering with one of our amazing partners and helping them go do something. Maybe we do that by finding customers and helping make them more successful in open sourcing stuff. But ultimately, there needs to be a greater community around these toolings for things at scale and to help drive a better TCO for what people get out of their cloud computing.
So if someone's listening online, they want to get involved in Snap, where would you send them?
For Snap, the one-stop shop for Snap is snap-telemetry.io. So we maintain that page. We have instructional videos, how-tos, walkthroughs, readmes. It'll link you to the plugin catalogs, to our partners. That landing spot is the great spot to go. If you're more of a coder and you just want to go play with it, go to the GitHub page, which is github.com/IntelSDI-X/Snap. Also, if you just Google Intel Snap, you'll probably find us.
We've also talked, and I've heard you talk many times about integrating key capabilities to not just watch and decide, but also to act and ultimately to learn. Tell me a little bit about your broader view from your organization in terms of what's next now that Snap is really taking off.
We're doing a lot of things, and some of them I can't talk quite about because we open source them soon. But we looked at telemetry, and telemetry is incredibly important, and I feel Snap is an important step for Intel. But telemetry is useless unless it's used in some effective manner, whether it's in a dashboard so a user can understand it, or whether it goes into a Kubernetes or an OpenStack or a controller or a scheduler and becomes useful. The data is useless by itself until it's applied to a problem space. Mm-hmm. And so we're working heavily in the Kubernetes community around exposing Intel features and allowing you to schedule and match applications to hardware better. We're working on oversubscription and the ability to bin pack and run more workloads per server denser rates, you get better value out of it. We're working on provisioning and automation so that you actually like stand up clusters faster. And these are all threads we're working on, and much of it is actually built on the back of Snap. And Snap is a great tool for us to start to have all this data that we can now use to bring the next level of innovation in open source through our partners.
Fantastic. Well, Nick, thank you so much for being on the program today. One final question. I know that folks are going to want to talk to you about this. Where can they reach out online to find you?
The best place to reach me is on Twitter. I have an interesting Twitter name. It's Linksbat. It's LynxBat.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for the time today.
Thanks for having me.
Visit ChipChat online at intel.com/chipchat. And for more information on data center technologies, visit intel.com/bigdata, intel.com/cloud, and intel.com/datacenteroptimization.